from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, 13 children are hospitalized after a school bus crash on the Garden State Parkway Monday night with one in critical condition. Governor Murphy took to social media to say the yellow bus was coming from Lakewood, and the mayor of Montvale says it was headed to a Jewish wedding somewhere in New York. The bus crash rolled over onto its side around 7:30 p.m. in Montvale. There were 31 people on board. No other details have been released. It's New Jersey law to ask newborn babies their gender identity and sexual orientation.
A controversial form asking parents whether their baby is gay or trans has caught the attention of Republican Assemblywoman Holly Schapese. The sexual orientation and gender identity questionnaire was given to a new mom at a hospital in the Inspira Health Network. The hospital said it was only following the law. Passed in the state legislature in 2022, the law forces New Jersey hospitals to ask similar questions to all patients and makes no exceptions for age, including newborns. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The teen charged with killing two people in a high-speed crash Friday night in Toms River was apparently told by his friends in the car to, quote, floor it, NBC4 New York reports. Authorities say the teen behind the wheel did not have a driver's license and was clocked all over Ocean County at nearly 120 miles per hour. They say his buddies were live streaming the teen as he eluded police and crashed into a Toyota at routes 37 and 166, killing the driver and a front seat passenger in the other vehicle and critically injuring two back seat passengers. The teen is being charged as a juvenile. Do you want to see cell phones banned in New Jersey public school classrooms? An FDU poll finds 49% of New Jersey voters say there should be a ban, while 45% are opposed to a ban. The issue very much comes down to age.
70% of the youngest voters, that's voters 30 and under, oppose having a ban. So basically, if you grew up with cell phones, you think that kids should have them in the schools.
Executive Director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says voters who are 65 and older overwhelmingly support a ban on cell phones in schools. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next.
When traffic hits,
watch out of the parkway. There's a flipped over car.
Your source has you covered.
Crash investigation ongoing.
New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, it's Jen Ursulo again. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:03. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Morning, Jen. Good morning, drivers. New Jersey Turnpike southbound side cleanup continues from an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer happened around after midnight this morning. Southbound side of the Turnpike truck lanes, right lane closed south of exit 13. Good early start out of Ocean at Monmouth County's on Garden State Parkway. No major problems on Route 18, 34, 35, 185 looking good. Morris County eastbound 80 backs up about 2 to 3 miles already into the closure point at exit 34. 15's got about a mile and a half heavy traffic southbound into Route 80. And Hudson River Crossings building up to about 15 minutes. George Washington Bridge, better at the Lincoln or Holland Tunnels. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Big problem in South Jersey in the 295 area, actually two. South on 95 right now, it is closed off, completely shut down at the area of exit 26. That puts you on to 42. Northbound, you'll have to go to 42 North and turn around at Market Street to get onto 42 South or 295 South. The closure is south on 295 from exit 26 to exit 25. This is for some road work that went a little longer that needs to be done. Now, because of that closure on 295 South, we have a delay backing up from Black Horse Pike exit 28. This would be a good morning to spend money on the turnpike. On the northbound side of 295 at exit 32 around Cherry Hill and up towards exit 34, Route 70, we have an accident, and that is on the right shoulder. Also, on the turnpike south at exit 2, right lane road work, New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by the Ewing Diner. We love the Ewing Diner, and if you're looking for a relaxing night out with great food, think about the Ewing Diner. They have the great dinner specials under $20 every day and earlier bird specials weekdays until 8. Bring the whole family for family-style ambiance. Isn't it nice to go out to dinner? Now open 24 hours. See more at ewingdiner.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:06. An Ocean Township man charged with first-degree murder in the fatal stabbing of a man from Neptune Township this past week. Monmouth County authorities say 28-year-old Zahim Span is charged in the stabbing death of 24-year-old Khalid Paul on West Sylvania Avenue March 4th. Paul died from his injuries the following day. Democratic Assemblyman Clinton Calabrese is sponsoring a bill that would establish a wildlife corridor action plan. And this would protect and identify wildlife habitat corridors and reduce wildlife vehicle collisions. As he testified in favor of his proposed legislation on Monday, he brought up a particularly eye-popping statistic.
In November 2023 alone, New Jersey saw over 8,800 deer-related collisions.
The bill calls for $90,000 to be set aside for the plan. You can hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com, click on demand. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:06. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast is next.
We're here to keep you caught up on the latest Jersey buzz, from what's happening in your town to the stories that matter most across the Garden State. This is New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 6:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Cool this morning, warm this afternoon. We are mainly in the 30s to start the day, and we'll see highs today near 70 degrees. It looks to be the warmest day of the year so far. Now, the Jersey Shore is the exception, of course, that chilly marine air keeping air temperatures closer to 50 degrees. We'll see lots of sunshine and dry weather. Enjoy another beautiful spring-like day. A few clouds will creep in tonight with lows around 40, and we are cooling down tomorrow, but with highs in the lower to mid-50s, that's still above normal for this time of year. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a sprinkle or flurry tomorrow night in northern New Jersey only. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Orange 36 degrees. It's 30 in Hillsboro. Tom's River 31. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.